This episode is brought to you by Stay Roasted, the ultimate fresh roasted coffee subscription. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay shipping when you visit stayroasted.com/stream. That's stayroasted.com/stream. Coming up on TMS, how much does your stupid foot weigh?
Get them nerdtacular tickets, son.
Dave Chappelle is back in a pretty big way.
The Germans kicked Grandpa Trump out.
I'll take the job and your wallet.
No pole dancing.
Making things with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
The only way he knew how to show his devotion, it was the best he could do. Yes, truly.
There is no mistaking of that.
The Morning Stream. It's finer than frog hair split four ways.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream. Hey, listen to how he said that again.
There's no mistaking of that.
There's no mistaking of that.
There's no mistaking of that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I think there's a superfluous of in there. I think Third Eagle has been skipping out on his conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yeah, he needs to go watch Schoolhouse Rock.
That's right.
There's the answer to all our problems. Hey, everybody.
There's no mistaking in that.
You know, you're getting good at the whole, like, it's hard for him to sort of get the words out portion. Yeah. And he's always done this. Like, for the 10 years we've been following him, or however long, five years, he's always had that, and well, like, that's, you're really good at getting that part.
Yeah, that wheeze. Yeah, just gotta, wheezing the last little bit of crazy out in every sentence.
Yep, he's got to push out the prophecy. hey, it's Scott and Brian, and we're doing it. It's TMS for November 22nd, 2016. Thanksgiving hurling at us at alarming speed. It'll be here in 2 days.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, me too.
Second Thanksgiving for me, because now I can go Turkey Day twice. And both of these meals that I've had are both very traditional. The plans are big, fat turkey stuffed with things and, like, potatoes and all the business, you know?
The full-on everything, right?
Yeah.
That's the way you want it, right? I mean, you know... Turducken, sure, whatever, but come on, give me traditional. Give me the Norman Rockwell painting with the big old turkey all golden brown on a plate, on a platter.
Give me the food that makes me forget that we stole this land from the natives when we came. Give me that food.
Give me a cylinder of cranberries, perfectly shaped like a tin can.
Oh, those are the best. Just right out of the can, like
just
a little gelatinous
can. Just slice me off some cranberry gelatin.
A little wheel of it.
That's right. Just roll it right down to me at the other end of the table.
Yep. I think there's a ham, too, somehow in this.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Thing.
Yeah, I think your dad's bringing a ham. He always brings a ham. So it'll be good. We're looking forward to it. It's on Thursday. And I hope everybody in the States has a great holiday. And those who are not here and wonder why this matters, well, listen, we just like to indulge a little bit. We like to show our thanks right before we trample each other on an early Friday morning. So that's the order we do it in. We show that's our right. thanks for all the great abundance we have and all our neighbors and friends, and then we go to Walmart and nearly murder one another. So.
Right, over a, who knows what, over a throw pillow.
Yeah, yeah. something dumb like that. So looking forward to that. Actually, Black Friday for the last few years for me has just become this, when am I going on with Brian Ibbett for his cover-thon? Yeah.
And we know that now.
Yeah, we do know that. We know that for two of the things.
That's right. We know that TMS PM is officially going to be from 3 p.m. and Mountain Time, 3 p.m. Mountain Time until whatever, 4, 4.15, 4.30, whatever.
Sure. Friday afternoon.
You can't contain us within 1 hour.
No.
It's impossible.
No, the best part is there'll still be music there, like always, because you're going to have so much of it, you're going to want to play it every second you get. So there's that. And then Saturday at 8 o'clock Mountain.
That's right.
Which Randy agreed to so quickly, I'm shocked, because it's 7 a.m. Mountain or 7 a.m. PT.
Will might still be an early riser. You never know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Gets up, takes a dump, It's like the rest of us. I don't know what that means. Anyway, 8 a.m. on Saturday, we're doing a live film sec, which is not a thing you get to see. Usually you just see that at Nerdtacular and then usually occasionally yearly on this cover-thon. So we'll be doing, I forgot the movie.
What
movie
are we doing? Let's go. Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. Let's go
with
Judge
Sylvester
Dredd.
Sylvester Stallone. Let's go to jail with Judge Dredd and Rob Schneider, basically.
That's right, because that jail thing got yanked, right? Got pulled from streaming?
Yeah, got pulled from streaming.
I'm not going to complain too much.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
don't tell Randy, but...
No.
Yeah.
Randy will never... He'll never hear this.
He won't understand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's... so there's that, and we're going to talk... And we're talking the original Judge Dredd, not Dredd, but Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone and that...
Rob
you
Schneider
can do it. Yeah.
And Joan Chen, and I watched it last night, actually.
No, you did. Look at you getting all ahead.
I've got to. There's so many things going on this week that I almost got to take care of things as soon as they come up. Plus, I'm actually speaking of Randy, I might do a Randy and I might watch it a second time just on a separate monitor while I'm working.
Oh, that's interesting.
Half attention level thing.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what that'll probably add some insight into what's going on.
I think
on.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. But to sit down and like watch it focused twice, that's insanity. Can't do that.
Can't do it.
Okay. But just on the surface level, how is Judge Dredd? Okay. Bad. In 90s as hell. Like where are we at on the scale?
90s as hell. It feels like in an adjoining room you've got Total Recall.
Yeah.
And what else? It's just there's so many movies it feels like Demolition Man and Total Recall because there's a lot of obviously similarities between that and Demolition Man. Not just Sylvester Stallone, but he's framed for a murder he didn't commit or a crime he didn't commit.
Yep. They're so a lot alike that Dunaway said, isn't that the one with the three shells?
That one. Had the three shells.
Three shells and Taco Bell's the biggest threat. Like, no, you get it all confused.
This is the best part is instead of Taco Bell being the only restaurant to survive the fast food wars, apparently in Judge Dredd, it's Jack in the Box.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a prophetic statement.
Okay.
Okay. I won't do it in the voice of Third Eagle, but here's my prediction about the future. Absolutely 100% positive. That Jack in the Box will not be the dominant fast food chain in the future.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, it's gross. Sorry, Jack in the Box. And I know some people are coming there, but I watched a guy put heroin in his arm in your bathroom once. I know what's up.
You can, the clientele is way different than the food.
Not much. That food is bad, dude. When's the last time you had... When's the last time you actually ingested something from Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
It's been months.
Good.
I won't say more than a year. It's been less than a year, but it has been months.
Okay. For me, it's been since Vegas and that terrible op that time. So not doing it again.
Jumbo Jack is a reference to Satan. I can't do it. I need a minute for like material to gel up.
But it's really, you do it so good. It's freaking me out.
It is a yin yang. It is a yin-yang.
In my Jumbo Jack?
It's a yin-yang.
The gay agenda.
Oh, it's the gay agenda. That's
the gay agenda in my Jumbo Jack.
He's the best. Man, never die, 30 Eagle.
Number two.
Area number two.
Number two.
Anyway. Forgot I made that. So, there's that. Oh, hey, check this out. Nerdtacular 20, we call it N10 because of the 10th year, but I think we're just going to call it NX or whatever. Nerdtacular 2017. Tickets are available and just went live like a number of minutes ago. Nerdtacular.com is the place to go. I'm going to make a suggestion to anyone listening that you may want to hurry this year because they're going real fast.
They are, yeah.
And this is also the last of its format. We're going to do a lot of new stuff on the road and some other plans, but this is the last of the big giant let's have a gathering on an annual basis kind of format, which is all explained on the site, so you can see it under the ticket stuff and everything. So this is redundant, but you're gonna want to go quick because I think these are gonna be gone. And part of me is like, why did we do it so early in the year, or early before next year? Usually we wait till like February to start selling tickets, but I don't know. I have no idea what to expect.
There's a lot of moving parts involved with this one.
Yeah, I expect these to go quick. So if you want in, you best get in. We have limited space. We have fire codes we have to adhere to. So it's always been a small, intimate gathering. We never really have a problem filling it, but it's usually very like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. We'll have, you know, I'll get tickets in June or something. No, no, no. Right. This time, maybe not so much. Maybe you want to be a little quicker. Not much time left on the Andrew album. Andrew album.
Hours. Just hour. Mere hours left on the Andrew Allen album, Jazzness.
Mm-hmm. Jazzness.
Because it's a jazzy version of songs from the NES. So yeah. Jazzness.
Yeah.
That's the cheesiest name we could have come up with for this album, and I love it. Yeah. So its digital format is going to be available probably within the next couple weeks. We say a December delivery, and I think it's going to be an early December delivery for digital, because Andrew is just zipping through arranging, and the dude's a dynamo. He's like a musical genius.
He's a freak is what he is, for sure.
He is a freak.
Yeah.
And as hard as it is to get a hold of an NES classic, it's not hard to get a hold of the brand new Andrew Allen album. Go to Kickstarter.com, do a search for Jazzness, Jazzness, and back it. There's, like I said, there's just a little bit of time left. USB drives, t-shirts, designed by Scott Johnson on those t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And I'm contributing artwork this time around for some stupid reason.
Mm. Oh, are you? Oh, that's right. You're going to do some cover stuff and all that.
Yeah. I am, yeah.
Which is super cool. See, a lot of people don't know this about Brian. He's got obviously a big background in sort of design and stuff, but every once in a while he'll doodle something, and you go, oh, why isn't he doing that more?
I don't know. I need to practice more. I feel like I'm so out of practice that I need to do what, you know, what your art teacher or whoever it was that suggested, just practice for an hour a day. Don't do no distractions, no nothing else. Just draw for an hour. Draw crap that you may never show anybody ever.
Yeah, just doodle. And, make a shape. It doesn't matter. Like the teacher was a professor at a university, but we talked to him when we were in high school. We were there for
a
camp or whatever, and that stuck with me big time. So yeah, draw an hour a day. Boop. Anything you want. It's all right there. Well, that's great, dude. 4 hours left. Get in there.
Oh, is that all? That's all that's left?
Jeez. 4 hours. You know what? You could watch the Lord of the Rings Collector's just Edition, one. Extended Edition, like one of them.
Yeah, that's it.
Just like watch Two Towers one more time, and that's how long this is. So get in there. That's only four episodes of Lord of the or of, I don't know, any show that's an hour long. I can't think
Westworld.
Of right now. Yeah, that's eight
which
episodes.
Finally caught up on.
Eight episodes of Seinfeld. Right.
Well, I say finally caught up. I mean, we've never been more than the current episode behind, but we watched last night.
Oh, good. You know what? I have something to say about last night's without spoiling anything. Here it is. I'm all in, right? All in on all this stuff. Loving every second of it.
Yeah.
I felt like yesterday's episode or this weekend's episode was a little weirdly disjointed. And I just mean like pacing wise. Like something
totally
something was off. I felt like something got refilmed. Like, maybe this was the stuff they went back and did the refilming on, the retooling on, because something was just weird. And I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't mean weird in the normal Westworld weird. I mean, like, Ed Harris was lit funny in a scene that seemed like it was maybe shot post-production.
Right.
Like, later to fill in some gaps or something. And I don't know. I can't put my finger on it because
I haven't felt that way. Three very different or four very different plot lines that they cut from one to the other very abruptly and with no...
Yeah. I can't tell if it was just the director or something. There was some wrestling going on that... Not wrestling, but some fighting that just seemed, I don't know, not up to their standard. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It was weird. Yeah. It doesn't change my trajectory on this. I love it, but it's just a weird episode. And you know what? Always the episode before the second to last episode is always a little fruity in most shows.
Yep. And then the penultimate episode per season, at least that's the way it's been with Game of Thrones, that the next to last episode every season is just, holy crap, oh my gosh, what's going on? Wow, geez.
Yeah, and then the last one sort of, I don't know.
Breather and set up for the next season.
Sure. So we may get that. We'll see with episode 9 coming up. But it was just kind of an odd
and Tandy Newton is just so fantastic in this. She's
really good, dude.
She's breakout star. I mean, you know, she's obviously done stuff before this, but
she is chewing it up.
She really is.
Yep. Yeah. Her and who else has really blown me away?
Hopkins is great in this.
Yeah. He's just right for what this is now.
He totally is.
He's settling into that thing. Jeffrey Wright, everyone, all good. Yeah. That's the thing that holds it together. Like, and with a lesser cast and lesser acting, I'm not sure the show would be as compelling to me, but man, these guys are good.
For sure.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Anyway, so let's do this. Let's talk about, oh, real quick. How much do you think, you ever think about what your body parts weigh? And Brian, before you answer, I'm not talking about your unit. All right.
The only time I've ever thought about this is after seeing Jerry Maguire and little Jonathan Lipnicki. Did you know the human head weighs 7 pounds?
Poor kid. Have you seen him now, by the way? He's like a big buff, like bodybuilder now.
Really?
That kid.
Oh, yeah. We have, because he's been in something, hasn't he?
Maybe. But he has the same like nerd face.
He's, right. But like with a like a neck the size of a tree trunk or something.
He's ripped. Like completely ripped. Well, anyway, I found this website and I just had to share it. It is, I'd never thought about these things, but how much of each of your average body segments weigh? For example, the human head on average, 8.2 pounds for men, 8.26 pounds for men, 8.2 pounds for females, and an average of 8.23, obviously, between them. The whole trunk, meaning your trunk.
From the base of your neck to the to your waist.
Yeah, your torso, basically.
Right, right.
55.1 and 53.2. Now, I wonder why the 53.2 for women. what's different there? What do they have that's extra? Sure. What's the thorax? Help me
that's
with...
That's your pelvic area, or like your butt, your crotch, your basically that
your groin, your whole unit there.
Right, that part on the action figure that the legs go into.
Smooth as a penguin. Oh, by the way, I used to catch a lot of thoraxes when I was out playing Pokemon Go. Anyway, so those are 20 pounds for men, 17 for ladies. Again.
Oh, you know what? No, I take that back. That's weird. Thorax is the trunk, right? It's your between the neck and the abdomen on humans.
No, this says whole trunk. Oh, it must be this is a subset of the trunk then.
Okay.
Right? It must be. Because here's abdomen by itself, 13.6.
Okay, there we go. So there you go. The trunk is the thorax plus the abdomen, right.
Oh, here's something that surprised me. The pelvis.
There we go.
13.66 for men, 15.96 for women. I would have thought the men would have, you know, because I got the extra little baggage there. I got the penis, you know. your total arm, Brian, this is your total arm. Okay. 5.7 pounds for you, 4.97 for the ladies. Upper arm, an average of 3 pounds, just over 3 pounds from the forearm and so on. Now, let's get down to what matters the most. My foot. I would like to know what my foot would weigh. And it turns out if you weighed my foot, 1.38 pounds.
Oh, that's really not much.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A 1 foot pound.
Yeah. Anyway, it's super interesting. They also have inches, like total length or, you know, average length of these things. I don't know why this website fascinated me, but it did. So just sharing it with people. It's exrx.net.
And it's X-R-X.
It's a body segment data. Oh, this is interesting. There's a whole bunch more. Oh, the skeletal. Yeah, you can look at everything, like which bones weigh more and all this stuff. Anyway, good stuff.
How much is the shank?
The shank is one toothbrush plus a razor blade you kept from the last time the prison guard gave you one.
Right.
All right, we're going to jump right into a little bit of gamey time here. We like to give stuff away, and we have another, I guess another film code, right?
Another movie download code. I'm not going to say what it's for until we get somebody on the line, though.
I'll just say it's better than yesterday's.
Than yesterday's.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that. Anyway, we're taking your calls at 801-895-4724. That's 801-895-4724. If you have not won in the last month or tried 2 weeks ago and didn't get in, you're eligible again.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take from whoever calls in. So let's try this call right here. This should work. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Graham Ellis. Kipper.
Oh, hello, Kipper. How are you?
I'm pretty darn good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Listen how jolly you sound today.
Okay, you sound like a captain.
Yeah, you sound like a captain. That's true.
It's a little more like Captain Chipper, am I right?
Captain Chipper. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Well, we're going to add Daryl to this call. Man, we got you on some echoey...
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could win a speakerphone.
Yeah. Today you get a free code to a speakerphone that doesn't.
Actually, you're on a speakerphone. I can probably pick it up.
Oh, well, yeah. You sound kind of grumbly, but you're fine. I think it's fine. I think it's no problem.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll make do.
Yeah, we'll make it work. Daryl's.
Okay. You only have to give us one word after this point.
That's true. That's true. All right. It is Daryl time, and here is his thing.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the center stage, Daryl Skills, everybody. Give it up for Daryl Skills. What's going down, Daryl?
Wilderand, you're on deck.
We treated you like a stripper for a second. How'd you feel about that? You like that? Yeah?
I'm home today, and I literally just woke up with the phone.
Oh, wow. Really? Why aren't you at work today? Because of the holiday? You're off?
I have the kids today because there's no school for the kids.
Oh, wow. Right. So they're off. Usually it's like they get Thursday and Friday off, but no, they've got Tuesday through the weekend off.
Crazy.
Well, the little one has the whole week off.
Wow.
I love Tired Daryl. This is my favorite you are.
So, he sounds like he's horizontal, doesn't he?
He really does. Plus the word literally could not make its way out.
Like four extra syllables.
Pretty great. So my my son's last day is today. He's off tomorrow through the weekend. And then Carter was supposed to have class on Wednesday, but they canceled it. So she's going to come home tonight as well. And tonight, after core is over and we do our little stream, we are all going to the movie theater and sitting in luxury seats again and watching Dangerous Creatures and Where to Find Them.
Dangerous Creatures.
Or no, Happy Creatures. Wait. Strange, Fantastic Creatures and Where to Find Them.
Getting closer. Isn't that it? You're circling in on it.
Fantastic? No?
Fantastic.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
There we go.
All right, got it. The non-canonical Harry Potter prequel is what I'm going
That's
to
That's what they just should call it, right?
Yeah. Well, it is canonical now, I guess.
It's pre-Potter.
Yeah, pre-Potter.
Pre-pot.
Daryl, we have Captain Kipper on the line with us, and we're going to play a little game with you. You're probably familiar with it. So I'll let Brian explain the rules to everyone who already knows. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, this game, by the way, is brought to you by Home is Forward. It's the long-awaited next book by the Tadpool's own travel writer, Gary Sizer. We walk the Appalachian Trail with him, and now, in Home is Forward, Gary is taking us all around the world. Gary will climb glaciers. Or glaciers, maybe some glaciers, you never know. Run from moose and dodge pickpockets so you don't have to. The last time we did this, the Tadpool helped make it a bestseller. Let's see if we can do it again. Visit tinyurl.com/homeisforward to pre-order your copy today.
Nice!
I'm glad he finally added a URL. Good job, Gary. Gary.
No prize thing. Hold on a second.
I have a prize thing.
Corinne keeps sending me...
Oh.
Corinne keeps sending me texts during all of this. And so here's the stream of consciousness. And I now remember all the things. She says the real term is massage therapist. Masseuse is a sexual term. Then she sent, none of the panels are set. No prize thing. Didn't we quit that like 3 years ago? And then 65 tickets have already been sold. What's the prize thing?
Prize apocalypse.
Oh,
We switched it to just giving out things all the way through the...
Yeah. Yeah, she's right. Well, it was only 2 years ago, but yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm all caught up. We haven't had live commentary from Corinne in a while, and it's kind of nice.
No, it is nice.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. All right, Daryl.
All right, well, hold on. So now I have to tell how the game works.
Oh, yeah, tell us how the game works.
Oh, jeez. Raise your hand if you're still sleepy.
How many times will Scott screw this up in today's episode? There you go.
Captain Turkey. Now, what are you in the chat room today? Captain Turkey. So we are going to be asking Daryl a trivia question. He's going to answer it. The answer is going to be a number. And then you're going to tell us if the real answer is higher or lower than the number that Daryl gives us. If you are correct today, you win a code to download digitally Star Wars The Force Awakens. Ooh. You can watch it on iTunes or Ultraviolet or I don't know, whatever. You can watch it
everywhere.
You know. Your iPad, your smartphone, your whatever.
Yeah.
Tablet.
Yeah. The end, you know, the Disney stuff.
It's Kindle Fire, probably. I don't know.
It's Play It Anywhere.
I don't know how this crap works.
Yeah. What is all this weird technology? You may be familiar with it. Star Wars, small little indie film came out.
Big thanks to Del Pacheco for providing all these.
Yeah. By the way, people ask me what my two favorite movies of the last 2 years are, and here they are. You ready?
Yeah.
This the first one's a surprise. In 2015, it was Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, some sort of indie thing, right? Yeah. I don't know if that had
little small film. And then this year, it's Arrival for me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's unbelievably good. Let's now jump in. Daryl, here's your question. Here's your Brian, what's our topic?
Our topic today is film sack.
Okay. I wasn't sure either at first. I was like, what is this?
How to word that one.
All right. Here's the question. And big thanks, says Mike, to Wind Magus today for the question. Or is it Magus? Magus?
I don't know. I always say Magus, but
the Grand Magus. Got it.
Yes.
Brian is infamous for the phrase shit gratifter. That's you, Brian.
Yeah. I remember that one.
What episode number of Film Sack was that from? All right. Oh. And to give you a range, there are currently 314 episodes of Film Sack. Plus some bonus stuff we've done that we didn't count as the number, but
right.
Now we count everything, but back in the day I had some slip in that weren't. So we're probably more like 320, but
sure.
314 is the current count. And we want to know which one of those Brian said shit gratifter and made us all die laughing.
I'm going to say... what am I going to say? One... I like that music.
Well, do you not hear it when you're on regular?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear it.
You don't hear it at work when you're on.
Well, it's way louder because I have the phone up to my face like a normal phone.
Right. Are you on Quaaludes right now, or was those, did you take those earlier or last night? Like, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Are you coming down from the high, or anyway?
Okay. Let's say.
Hey, have you ever seen the DS9 episode where Kira goes down to the planet to try to evacuate some old guy because they're gonna burn down his they're gonna bulldoze and burn down his cottage, and he's trying to finish building a oven, like a outdoor oven thing. And
yeah, it sounds familiar.
And she finishes. They finish it with the final brick, and then she shoots it and blows it up, and then sets his house on fire.
Oh yeah.
It's the biggest bummer of an episode ever, man. Like, what the hell? It really annoyed me. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
At least there's no Nog and...
O'Brien. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say O'Brien.
O'Brien?
let me tell you. There sure was. That was our B story this week. There was another Nog and Flog deal, or Nog and Jake deal. It sucked. It was annoying. I can't wait to get out of season one. I'm watching it with my daughter right now. So, anyway. Continue on, Daryl.
Okay. Good question.
What was the question?
What?
What episode number gave us shit gratifter?
Correct. Oh, okay. That's right. That was the question.
Yep.
It was a gift that kept on giving.
I'm going to say it was earlier than one would think. What would one think? One would think halfway.
Yeah. By the way,
shit gratifter.
That's Fletcher immortalizing it. Covering it.
70. Eighty-one.
Not 70. 81. 81. Right. 81 is what you mean.
81.
Yeah. All right. Is it 81, Brian?
It is not 81.
I'm shocked.
Captain Turkey, is the actual answer earlier or later than 81?
Well, I've seen a lot of listened to a lot of the later ones, and I don't remember it.
Mm.
So okay. I'm going to have to go earlier.
Earlier is your answer. Earlier than 81. Well, let's find out if you are correct about the placement of this episode. Was it earlier than 81?
Congratulations.
That is correct.
Oh, you're a winner.
Honestly, it doesn't feel earlier than 81 to me. It feels way more recent than that. But this was the one about Street Fighter, the movie.
Right.
And it's crap, says Mike. Brian said it to describe the movie perfectly because he was
rearranged
basically...
Rearranged the letters,
It was an anagram, not anagram. Anagram?
Yeah, it is an anagram, yeah.
Yeah, so if you take Street Fighter and mix the words all up, you can get shit gratifter. And it was one of the funniest things ever said on the show. Congratulations, Captain Turkey. You won today's Star Wars The Force Awakens digital movie code. If for some reason you already have that, give it to someone you love.
That's right. Well done. Congrats.
Yeah, and Brian will pass it on to you in the chat room, as always. Dude, stay out of trouble and well done. It's always good to have you on. We'll see you in another month. Daryl, what's going on with you? Oh, yeah, you're the Trek Nerd. You're on the Twitter there at the Trek Nerd. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. Why don't you play a little game with us? Do you have one? Can you make one up?
Like laying in bed. Let's see. What time does my alarm clock say?
Okay. What time
does your alarm clock say? Like, what time does your alarm go off, or what time does your clock currently say?
What does it say right now?
It says 9. It says 8:35 Pacific time.
No, he seems like he's the kind of person who'd set the clock 10 minutes forward. So I'm going to say it says 8:45
I'll say, that's a good point, Brian.
That's a good question, Mega Man. Good
question. I'm going to say that you put it 10 minutes.
It says 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's blinking. I'm going to just say it's the right time. It's 8:35 just to be, you know, so we have a different choice there. So
sure.
Who won?
Well, you spent so much time talking, it's now 8:36, so you lose.
Oh, but I would have been right. That's what the deal was. All right, go back to bed, you lazy freaking son of a bee. How do you sleep till 8:30? I can't do that.
I have no idea.
Can you do that? I can't do that.
I can't do that. No, I can't sleep past 6:30.
I mean, I always have to.
Sundays, you know, it's like I can't do it.
Yep, I'm bolt up at 6:30. I just have to live with that. And then I'm really tired later, and sometimes I can squeeze in a little cat nap or something. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I did that just between things. But I feel like taking one right now if you want the truth. I'm tired. I'm super tired, man. There's a lot going on this week, but not before there's news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
I got to stop playing Heroes at Night. It's the news brought to you by.
Would you like to own a book that explains in simple, easy to understand language everything there is to know about the complex world of technology?
Yes.
Would you like a unicorn with that?
Yes.
Nobody understands technology, so why even try when it's so much easier to just laugh at it? That's the idea behind my daily tech news show blog and the book I'm kickstarting, Tech Please, where you'll find over 500 stories recapping the tech news of 2016 without a bunch of annoying accuracy getting in the way. Add an awesome Len Peralta-drawn cover, a foreword by Tom Merritt, and a video where I can rely on an orange and a banana to convince you fine folks to back the book. And why wouldn't you go to bit.ly/techplease to check it out? Or search Tech Please at Kickstarter.com.
Kickstarter. It's Kickstarter season.
I'll just keep saying Tech Please.
Tech Please.
Tech Please.
I like it.
Yeah. Clever. Very clever.
Very clever. All right, we got some news today.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, you familiar with Dave Chappelle?
I am. Saw him on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was on that, what was that movie? It was Jon Stewart was in it. Not Dazed and Confused, but it was like a stoner movie.
Yeah, it was a stoner one.
Reefer Madness, no. Smoking it. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Weed in My Tree. What was it?
I get it. Let's see if I can get it before the...
Tadpole.
Half-Baked.
Half-Baked, that's great. I like Half-Baked a lot.
Had, what's-his-face, also from Saturday Night Live.
Only briefly, though,
Goat
right?
Boy.
Right, but he wasn't there very long.
Oh, really?
I mean, SNL, I mean.
Yeah, it wasn't SNL very long.
Yeah, I think it was like a year or something. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name. His real name. Anyway.
His real name is Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer, that's it. I like Jim Brewer. He's weird. Dave Chappelle's comeback to television continues with 3 brand new Netflix specials. So you thought, oh, he just came out of hiding for the SNL deal. Nope. There's plenty more coming. Comedy fans were elated when word came out this month that Dave Chappelle would be hosting SNL. The elusive and incredibly popular stand-up comic hadn't told jokes for a television audience in years, and his post-election episode brought in season-high ratings. It turns out that his SNL monologue was just the teaser for more material. Netflix announced Monday, that would have been yesterday, that it will release 3 new stand-up specials from the comedy giant.
Wow, 3?
That's a lot of specials.
That's very special. So are these all like brand new?
Yeah, new material.
Stand-up?
Yep, all new material, which is very exciting. If you have not heard old Dave Chappelle stuff, go on YouTube, look at his old albums or whatever. Mm-hmm. He is easily one of the funniest stand-up comedians in the history of ever.
Yeah, totally true.
And when he went away and got kind of, you know, bought that big place in Ohio and hid there,
yeah,
we were all very sad because that was it. He never came back for another season of the Chappelle Show. Just kind of disappeared. And
it was a very weird, sudden retirement kind
of
thing.
Yeah. And he had just basically just got sick of the bright lights. It's just like, mm-hmm. forget it. I don't want to. I feel like how do I put this? Like, a lot of people thought it was strange. I think it's the opposite of strange.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the healthy
thing to do.
Yeah, the healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
If that stuff's just bumming you out, you should probably get away from it. And it's not like he was, you know, hurting for money or whatever. But anyway, one of them, an original special recorded specifically for Netflix, has no premiere date. But in 2017, the streaming service will release a pair of these are unseen concert specials from Chappelle's personal comedy vault. So two of these specials are from previously recorded stuff, but have never been televised before.
Right.
And
okay.
And then the other one's a brand new one.
I was concerned that I was thinking, well, you know, if they're all brand new, like if they're all recorded recently, won't the material get repeated in a lot of them? But if some of them are older, then they're going to have different bits,
that's
right?
That's a good point. Yep. Totally. Yeah. Unlike who is it? Louis C.K. rewrites his material every year, does a whole new set every year.
Does he really? Yeah. Good. Well, he should.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
I keep
inching towards that Dana Carvey.
You should watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm just.
Best part is his Irish airline thing he did.
Really?
Okay. It's so freaking funny. Made me laugh my head off. Dave Chappelle's a legendary voice in comedy, says whoever this is. Oh, Netflix vice president Lisa.
Can't argue with them.
Lisa Nishimura, she says. He is searing, vital, and now more than ever, essential. Dave's three new specials promise to be some of the most anticipated events in comedy, and we are honored he will mark his global return on Netflix.
Cool.
So if you have Netflix, look forward to it.
Oh, totally will.
Who doesn't have Netflix now?
Yeah, really, right? I mean, it seems like it's, you know, it's way more common than having a Facebook account, right? Yeah. It's like,
isn't it? It is.
I've given up on Facebook. Still have my Netflix. Cut the cord. I've got Netflix. All right. Stuffing Jack in the chat room doesn't have Netflix. Is there anybody else in the chat room that doesn't have Netflix?
Because
this will give us a good barometer.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this.
FrogFan17 doesn't. T2T2 doesn't.
What? T2T2.
Danny Swamp Rat. Wow.
T2T2.
Cranglow. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
don't forget, T2T2 still likes League of Legends.
So, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, plus it's people. Sometimes other countries don't have the Netflix we all have.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I kid.
He's, okay. He's, wow. Great. There's a lot of you out there who don't have
all
Netflix.
Right. Well,
okay.
I thought the ubiquity was on.
I thought so too.
You know, on Fleek, as the kids say.
How do you keep up with the latest romp from Kevin James?
Yeah. How do you know what's going to happen with Adam Sandler's next big film project? How do you see old crappy movies that you really shouldn't be watching?
That's
I mean, I don't
know.
Hey,
you know, it's going to be 50-50 before too long is what they're saying.
I know, which is pretty insane. It's a lot of original content.
Right.
But I, you know, I love their original content. So
yeah, I do too.
Anyway, so watch for that. Hey, a historian has found something interesting in the wake of the Trump election win.
Mm-hmm.
Historians have found that a German decree was issued banishing Trump's grandfather from the motherland.
Oh, geez.
A historian has discovered a royal decree issued to Donald Trump's grandfather, ordering him to leave Germany and never come back. Friedrich Trump, the German, was issued with the document in February of 1905 in order to leave the Kingdom of Bavaria with 8 weeks of punishment. Or as punishment for having failed to do mandatory military service and failing to give authorities notice of his departure to the U.S. when he first immigrated in 1885. Gestalt Germany.
Karlstadt.
This is the Trump ancestral home. Is it Karlstadt?
Karlstadt.
Yeah, it's a Karlstadt. Roland Paul.
I think if you get a... one of those 1-800 numbers that we all had as podcasters early on.
Yeah.
I want to say they came from Karlstadt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were from like Seattle, Washington or something.
I think the company is based in Like the numbers are based in Seattle, but I think the company was German.
It may have been some sneaky little thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm. Roland Paul, a historian from Rhineland Palatinate.
That's exactly right, 100%.
who found the document in local archives, told the tabloid Bild, B-I-L-D. Friedrich Trump emigrated from Germany to the U.S. in 1885. However, he failed to deregister from his homeland.
Oh, no.
And had not carried out his military service, which is why the authorities rejected his attempt at reparation. Repatriation, not reparation. We demand reparations. The decree orders the American citizen and prisoner Frederick Trump to leave the area at the very least.
Pensioner, but I do like prisoner.
Yeah, I do like that too.
I'll quit correcting you.
I appreciate that. You're like some kind of real time. You're like a little red line under my words in an email.
I'm Clippy.
I like it.
Did you mean pensioner?
You're like, go away, Clippy.
It looks like you're trying to read an article.
Can I help you with that? He had to leave by May that year or else would be deported. They also called the archive find an unspectacular piece of paper that had nevertheless changed world history. Because had he not
gotten out of there. Who knows? Donald may have been... may have stayed in Germany, but born and raised in Germany.
Germany, yeah. Neither of us have had a grandparent that was born in the 1800s, right? That's impossible for us, for me and you. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma was born in like 30 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. There's that. Hey, how about this one? Here's a man. We got a man in the news.
A man.
He admits stealing a wallet from a company president during a job interview with said company president.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
Wow.
It's pretty great. You got to get what you can get, Brian.
Ballsy. Yeah.
A Yokohama man, this is in Japan,
okay,
was arrested Monday after admitting he stole company president's wallet during a job interview earlier this month. Quote, I wanted to work for that company, but since I haven't got a job, I needed money, said Shogo Takeda, age 24. Aren't they always? He owned up to the charges, according to the police. Takeda is suspected of stealing the wallet containing 50,000 yen in cash from the president's bag. All right. During an interview at, an elevator maintenance company in Seiya Ward, Yokohama, mm-hmm. on the evening of November 10th. Police believe Takeda took advantage of easy access to the bag when the president briefly left the room. What's this, like freaking George Costanza? Like, what the hell is this? This is crazy.
Totally is.
I can't imagine this.
That's $451, by the way, 50,000 yen.
That's a good amount of money.
What's the dude walking around with that much money? Do you ever walk around with $451 in your wallet?
Never. In fact, I'll bet right now, it's not here, but if I have my wallet here, I'll bet there's like $2 in it. If I'm lucky. Lucky, and I'm my driver's license is like behind 50 things, so I wouldn't even know where to find it. Like I don't carry cash really. Plus, I don't think cash. I'm starting to think money isn't real. You know, think about it for a second. All the stuff we do digitally, mm-hmm. it's not really money,
right.
is it?
Right?
Is it money? What is money? Money's nothing.
I don't think we're too far from a world where you use cash for maybe 5% of your transactions.
At the most.
At most, right.
I think I'm already there in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing numbers around. I'm mm-hmm. just pushing numbers through phones and computer screens. It's so weird to me. Anyway, Takeda had included his contact details, including his address and phone number. When he submitted his resume, he did not contact the company to learn about the results of the interview. So he probably didn't get the job.
Yeah, probably not. Well, depends on if he got caught or not. I mean, I think that's pretty funny. I'd actually hire him, and then I'd just slowly make his life miserable without him knowing it and act like I never knew that he stole it.
Like, what kind of things did you do at the workplace?
Like,
there?
Make him, the copier went down again. Well, let's not call a service guy. Do you mind getting in there and just getting in there with your fingers and pull the toner thing out and mm-hmm. get that roller, that really, really hot roller out? Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Oh, you got toner all over your face? Oh, it's too bad. Well, thanks for that. And, fix the coffee machine. Yeah, I could see that.
Not horrible, dangerous, life-threatening things, but I'd still probably just slowly, make his life miserable.
$450 worth of misery.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
Finally, in the news, residents are reacting in Jacksonville, Florida, to a pole dancing float at a holiday parade.
Of course, it's Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. It's pretty good, Florida. Yeah. Well done. Jury's on a flight right now to Florida. Hopefully, he can enjoy some of this as well. Some locals have taken to social media to react to a float seen in the Christmas holiday parade this weekend in Jacksonville. The backlash comes after a local dance studio, Studio 360 Pole Fitness. Not pole.
Okay, so it's not for a strip club. It's for a fitness place where they do the pole fitness.
The pole fitness or Polish fitness. I think it's for Polish people. It's a pole fitness.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's not filling out surveys, pole fitness?
No, it's not that kind of pole. Man, English is weird, isn't it? There's like five ways of saying pole, and they all mean something else.
Yeah.
It's a dance in a gym place. Anyway, they decorated a float with poles for pole dancing. Dusty Maxwell, that's awesome. local youth pastor said he was thrown off guard and shocked when he saw the float. As I got closer and realized that what I saw was a lady performing on a pole in a provocative way, I had to turn the heads of my 5-year-old and 3-year-old to keep them from seeing it, he said. A family-oriented parade is not somewhere that parents should have to worry about their children being exposed to what they were doing on that float. Representatives at Studio 360 said nobody was doing anything inappropriate on their float.
Right.
Quote, America's going to get offended by something, says Brianna Owens, a head instructor and studio manager, she said on Sunday. What we set out to do, we accomplished. We knew we would offend some. It took a lot of guts for the dancers to go out there Saturday. Owen said the studio has been receiving posts and comments to their social media, telling them how terrible what they did, and calling the dancers on the float names, including the children on the float. What? That whole paragraph made no sense. And I'm going to read it exactly as it is.
Right.
Owen said the studio has been receiving posts and comments to their social media, telling them how terrible what they did was, and calling the dancers on the float names, including the children on the float.
Okay, that's better that time.
It's still a bad sentence.
It's a bad sentence, yeah.
It's bad.
How terrible what they did was. That's a that's ending with a preposition, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also... and calling the dancers on the float names, including the children on the float.
I'm going to call you a name. You're a child on the float.
Float child. You're the worst.
Float child.
Oh, man. I used to love those. They were a great R&B group in the 90s, though. Float child.
Float child.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, I think if the parents wouldn't have gotten upset, the kids would just think, okay, so it's an exercise thing where you just climb around on a pole. No big deal. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they had, a row of cigarette burned seats that smelled like whiskey and desperation all seated around the pole. And
oh, man. Well, I look at the photo on here and it is a little.
Oh, were they a little risque in what they were wearing?
Not risque, just a little skanky. Like something about it. I don't know. Like it's just kind of here. Let me pull it up. It's not like here's a bunch of workout ladies showing you how to do it. They just look like, yeah, what's going on? Rawr, my name's Janice and I could sure go for a burger. Like, I don't know.
Ooh, it's making me hungry for Firehouse Subs though.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that sounds great right now.
It totally does.
Because there's a Firehouse Subs right there.
Yeah. And right there behind them.
And I kind of want to get a tattoo.
Right next door.
Yeah.
You get your sub and then get a Pikachu tattoo.
People at home can't see it, but there's these stores behind these people. So anyway.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, pole dancers. Good luck to you. May all your poles be slippery and wet. Yeah. That's an album by Bon Jovi.
Uh-huh. Yeah. May all your poles be slippery and wet.
We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, it's music break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Bill about making things. That's assuming he's here. He should be here. I don't know. Last week, he was a little sleepy. But, today, maybe.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we get him. Jeez.
Yeah, so he'll be back in a second. But before all that, quick conversation from us about a sponsor, a brand new one that I think you guys are going to like. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. What do we have here? Mornings. Mornings are hard. You get up. You're tired. I'm tired today. You know what I could use? Something to perk me up. I got a great idea. For most of us, top quality coffee isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. But exceptional coffee requires finding exceptional beans It's all about the beans. That's why we love Stay Roasted. Stay Roasted delivers 100% specialty grade coffee beans, hand selected to your taste and delivered fresh to you, directly to you. It's really simple. You just go to the site, you set some basic preferences, and let your roasters handle the rest. That's right, they're your roasters. They let you pick from dozens of America's top craft coffee roasters for your personal roster lineup, or roaster lineup, or say roaster roster. It's kind of hard to say. Your top roaster will match you up with their finest beans and deliver them fresh to you. When it's refill time, your next roaster on the queue is ready to go, and they just send it to you. It's like Netflix for coffee. And they only start at like 60 cents per brewed cup. No commitments. You don't have to like long-term commit that thing. I love companies that do that. Try it now for yourself. Visit stayroasted.com/stream and get your first bag of coffee for free. You just pay the shipping. Again, that's stayroasted.com/stream. They also have gift cards and other stuff. Makes a perfect gift for the coffee lover in your life this holiday season. Once again, go to stayroasted.com/stream and get that first bag for free. All you pay is shipping. Stay Roasted. Stay Roasted. Music, please.
How about a band from New Jersey? They're not just a band from New Jersey. They are the preeminent party rockers from New Jersey called the Everymen. They have a recent album called These Mad Dogs Need Heroes, which is a great album title. And they have a single that they've released for that album entitled Codependence Day. There's a video that goes along with this that's pretty good, but I think you're going to get a kick out of the song regardless. Codependence Day right here by the band The Everymen.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned.
isn't it nice being citizens of a country where you can laugh and talk about things free as a breeze?
You stupid little shit.
This is Scott Fletcher, and I approve this podcast. This is The Morning Stream.
Right. So glad he approves. I'd be bummed if he didn't.
Yeah, it's just, what's it like? It's like finding out your comic book is in good condition. Or, that's right. What else? Your car, you passed inspection.
Finding out that your resin mold came out clean and you didn't have to sand any burrs down.
Yeah. The tint you got on the back windows of your car don't have to be reduced. You can keep driving that thing around. You're not in trouble.
Right.
These are all good things. You haven't brushed your teeth in 5 years. Now you're at the dentist. He says you don't have any cavities.
Right. Yeah. I'd like to see that happen.
These are great times for all of us. All right.
You stupid little shit.
All right. Easy there, Sean Connery.
Jeez.
Easy, buddy. Calm down.
He was talking. Oh, that was to Buscemi.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi. Right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's right.
Right after, hey, it's for horses.
Hey, it's for horses. We're going to call Bill Duran.
Let's do that.
You may know his fine works. Mm-hmm. This may hang up on you. I hope not. We never know until we try. Oh, he's showing his offline again. That seems like a bad thing.
does he know?
I don't know. He's maybe is he... This... I don't know. Maybe he's not listening.
Oh, no.
Well, you know. Whatever, bunch of random emails if we have to. We can do whatever. Oh, half the tickets are gone. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'm scared. I want everyone to come that can go. All right, Corinne says half the tickets are gone. I'm telling you guys, you can't put this one off. If you've never come, this is the last one like it, and it's the 10-year. It's a big freaking deal. Why am I even promoting it? I should just let it do.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh my gosh, they're already half gone. I'll increase the urgency that people need to step it up.
Yeah, no kidding. That seems dumb. All right, we're going to try Bill one more time. And if he doesn't come on, why then I know what to do.
We'll do an email and maybe at that point he'll show up.
I'll do a couple emails.
Sure.
Let's start with this one. By the way, these emails that I'm about to read are
brought to you by Coverville, where normally we do it on Wednesday, but today, I believe today, we're going to do the annual Beatles Thanksgiving episode. I might record it today and release it tomorrow, but it is the annual. So I reserve one episode a year right around Thanksgiving as the Beatles cover story, because there are just so many damn covers of the Beatles. And this year it's going to be one of the best, with covers by Regina Spektor, Gigantor, The Scorpions, Norah Jones, Diana Krall, The Flaming Lips, Pamplemousse, and more.
Mm.
All at coverville.com. I will I'll tweet out when I'm going to go live, because I always have to make it work with the Alpha Geek schedule too. So we'll see. It might be, thinking about it, might be today, might be tomorrow.
All right. Got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
This is a big week for Brian. The rest of us take a holiday. Brian doesn't do that.
No, this is one of the busiest weeks of the year for me.
Yeah. Plus you're hosting Thanksgiving this year.
Right. We got people coming here, so I kind of also have to clean the house.
Yeah. You got another teenager there plugging up the toilet and leaving weird hair everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yes.
Totally understand. I feel for you. Well, here's an email from Lassie in Finland.
Okay.
Where did you say? He fell down to the bottom of the well.
Where's Timmy?
Where's Timmy, Lassie? He says this. Hi, just wanted to add to the discussion. All TVs have been 60 hertz for a decade. That's not the issue. The problem is that with a TV that cheap, you will almost certainly not get away with input lag, or without input lag, or what's worse, ghosting. Drag a white window across the screen and tell me it's not leaving a noticeable trail behind it.
Well, the scariest parts of the Game of Thrones were when the white windows were...
Dragging across
the white windows.
The north of Westeros, exactly. He says, that's where your extra $1,000 comes from that you're paying for with a good monitor, not to mention way better color accuracy. But if hand on heart you don't notice these shortcomings, then all the power to you, sir. At least you got the screen real estate. Okay, so a little report back on how things have gone with that. Mm-hmm. In the game mode that's part of this television... I don't have any ghosting, and I don't have any trailing at all.
So this TV actually has a game mode.
It does.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a TV. Right. I was thinking monitor that you're using. I'm sorry. Please keep going. Continue.
Yes, it is a TV, a television, a 42-inch television.
Right.
That has a game mode, which means vastly reduced input lag. Mm-hmm. And I don't notice it at all if there is any now. When it's not in TV mode, I do notice some, but that's okay. I don't care. Or game mode, rather. Mm-hmm. But I don't get the smearing. And also, keep in mind, this is primarily for a gaming rig. It's almost entirely for that.
Sure.
So...
So that's the ideal use of it is as a TV as opposed to as a computer monitor.
Correct. I'm not sitting there typing, you know, in huge Word documents on it. That's not my goal with it. But it's perfectly usable that way. I've been really, really happy with it. I can't, you know, yes, another $1,000 would get me what? A much more precise 240 megahertz screaming fast whatever. But I'm not having any problems. I'm getting 60 frames per second and all the games I want to play. It looks really nice. It's easy on my eyes. No eye strain. It's nice real estate. It's big, but not too big. Like, it's just been great. So I have no complaints. I really like it. So there you go. Lassie, hand to heart.
Listen, if you're happy, then we're happy.
We're happy. Brandon Hatmaker wrote in. Hatmaker.
Hatmaker.
Yeah, that's awesome. He says, what do you think about this? And he sent me a link.
Okay.
And the link is Trump met with Romney about another wild 2016 twist.
It's kind of funny because when this was happening, I was totally expecting, all right, you know, we're going to be talking about this on TMS because it's Romney. I was surprised when it didn't come up, but I wasn't about to say, oh, we should totally bring that up.
No, it's normally something. It's not, I mean, that big a deal. But there's talk that he has been asked to be Secretary of State. And let me just tell you my opinion on it. This is just my opinion. I'll bet it's hard to have that meeting after being called like a choke artist or whatever, all the other horrible things he said about him.
Some bad things said on both sides of the both sides of the table.
Mostly on Trump's side, if we're being honest. But he would be a consummate professional. He would be a good ambassador in that way. He's the only pick I've heard of in this entire who is he picking for his transition team / cabinet / executive, you know, whatever people that I think seems like the most moderate, normal guy.
Right.
So
isn't controversial, didn't have some, you know, racist
doesn't work
diatribe
for some,
or
he's not known as some white nationalist butthole.
Right.
So I am fairly confident that if that happened, that would be a high point of the new administration. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. And
sure.
I realize I'm a little biased towards Romney, but there you go. We have another email here.
Okay.
This one's from, hold on, Michael Patarochihochia.
I'm sure that's accurate.
I have to send you this, Brian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat room. So right. Here's what, I'll read you the email first, then I'll send this to the chat room. And then I'll show people at home. It says, Scott, thought you might enjoy this. Super politically correct bachelor party game modeled by the one and the only Brian Ibbett. Love the logo, Mike. Now that I've said it, chat room, I'm putting it to you. And Brian, you can see it as well. Is that, that looks like you a little bit.
Wow.
What's up with that, Brian?
That strikes a little close to home.
Yeah. It's not the coolest phrase, but I'm going to read it because this is what the product says. This isn't Scott making this up. It is called the pin the widget on the midget. And I guess that's you or the guy that looks like you.
Yeah.
And there are also some, let's call them phallic items.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a party game.
A couple eggs and a slice of bacon.
Yeah.
And,
it's aimed at bachelorette parties. So, so there you go. Looks a lot like you.
I do like the fact that anytime somebody sees a picture of a bald guy with a goatee, they immediately think, oh, Brian's on a box of cornflakes, and they tweet it out.
Yeah.
Now, there have been a couple that is like, okay, that one actually looks like me, and I hate to say it, this one, this one kind of looks like me, too.
Yeah, there's always somebody who looks like you. That's what
we've
learned.
There's always somebody who looks like me.
It's
for $7.65 at the discount bachelorette party supplies store online. Why? I don't think you'd want to go to discount bachelorette party supplies.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I feel like that's worse than a dollar store.
I think so. That's not something I think you want to skimp on the quality.
Yep, that's true.
Geez, some of these things are just not very... Yeah, here's the... I'll put this in the chat room. Here are the... Here's a complete collection of stickers that you can get.
Okay.
One of them's a basketball player for some reason.
Where is it? Did you put it?
Oh, I put in the I put in the chat room.
I don't see it.
Under cover gravy.
Oh, cover gravy. Gosh dang it, because your name is cover... Oh, these are all weenuses.
Right.
Here you
There's even one in there that looks like me.
Let me...
Top right.
Yeah, it does. And also, it could be you down there in the superhero one as well.
It could be, yeah. I think that
I feel like
the
these
one
are
on the
terrible.
Middle left that is a needle and two buttons, I think that one seems super scary. That's like the movie Seven is what I'm seeing there.
Nobody go near that. That's horrifying.
Oh, jeez.
We got one here from, this is a nice one from Jared Williams, who wrote in and says, thanks for the shows. I've been a listener for almost 2 years now. I started listening because of Mark on the Wood Whisperer. I just moved to the Denver area, and I wanted to thank you guys for all the entertainment and making it sound like Colorado would be a nice place to live. I hope you guys live up to his high expectations, Brian.
We will. We totally will. And if he's ever looking for recommendations of restaurants or things to do.
Yeah.
Just got a tweet from somebody who checked out Little Man Ice Cream based on my recommendation and Trail Ridge Road up in Estes Park. So always happy to give some Colorado recommendations.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Jeff Schultz wrote in. Schultz, get in here. He says, I hope with the more info about the Han Solo movie getting released and Donald Glover being cast as Lando, we get a lot more lines like, we got to get to that Death Star. Scott. I love your Lando impression. Keep it up. Don't choke tonight, Cubs. Oh, this must have been a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow. This is an old one. And they didn't. So good on you.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, well done, everybody. Well done. Final. Let's do one more of these. Hold on a second here. I'm digging through junk mail. Okay, there's one. Okay, nope, that one's no good. If life were like a video, we already did that. Oh, we got to remind people.
Oh, yeah, that's a reminder.
Yeah, 28th, right? That's what's that, next Monday?
Monday, yeah. A week from yesterday is your deadline to get in your movies. I haven't looked to see how many we've got in the spreadsheet, but hopefully we've got a lot of responses.
Yeah.
I think we're reusing the one from... So we're always using the same one now. So it should be, I should be able to look in here. Yes. Yeah. Got a couple responses already.
Good.
So
good.
Get them in there again. The, if life were like a video game is the deal to use the theme to use. And, Scott and I'll watch all these and rate them and pick a winner. And that person will get a big box of prizes, big box of prizes.
Nice. I like it. Final email from Jan Schneider says, hi, Scott and Brian. My name is Jan, pronounced Yawn. Okay, it's Yawn, everybody.
Yeah, okay.
The original and until proven otherwise only Swiss fan here. I think there's probably more Swiss fans, but whatever. Pontus in the chat room a few times, and I've been able to make it. I know I'm a tad behind, but after hearing you talk about rocklet cheese on the show, I feel it is my Swiss duty to say a few words.
Okay.
First, not every Swiss cheese has holes in it. This is not what makes Swiss cheese Swiss cheese. P.S. What you buy at the stores called Swiss cheese is in no way Swiss cheese. You can't even buy that here. Secondly, Secondly, the holes in the cheese aren't from particles in the air, but from bacteria. Well, I should have mentioned that because part of the whole particles in the air from the hay was that it brought bacteria into the cheese.
Right.
Anyway, the bacteria cultures are added to the milk during production, and those bacteria are then eat the cheese from the inside out. Thirdly, while it is true that rocklet cheese goes under the smellier kind, it should never in any form resemble the smell that comes out of a diaper. So if either of you ever come to Switzerland, I hereby officially invite you and your families over for dinner so you can try proper Swiss rocklet. Love the show, though, Jan, or Jan. All right, I'm in. Next time I'm in Switzerland, I'm over. Coming over.
You know, when we're doing our TMS World Tour, we'll stop in Switzerland and have some rocklet cheese.
Have some rocklet cheese that does not smell like a baby diaper.
Right, exactly.
Thank you all for those emails and for filling in for Bill.
Yeah, Bill. All right, you know, Bill gets one more. And it's the no call, no show rule that we had at Taco Bell.
That's right.
You don't call and you don't show up for 3 days.
Three strikes and you're out.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that funny? Like, it seems like you wouldn't even last one day if you did that these days.
That's true. But we're so easy here. It's ridiculous.
We really are.
Big thanks to everybody who supports the show over at patreon.com/TMS. A big part of why there'll be a Friday show this week is because we do that little extra show a week. Even when it's a holiday weekend, we'll do one.
We'll probably we'll see if we can get Daryl on for a trivia question. We'll maybe do some Ask TMS.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe do an app review or something. Who knows?
We'll do some fun things. I have an app to review, in fact, already. Something cool. I'm in love with right now.
Doesn't begin with G, does it?
Nope. Okay, it begins with I.
Okay, good.
And it's not like an I thing. It's, you know, like I. It's not like that.
I app.
Yeah, I app. It's the new I app. Anyway, this show is streamed every day. Big thanks to Alpha Geek Radio and Diamond Club for running that stream. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All our contact details are there. We'll be back tomorrow with the regular Wednesday fare all ahead of the holiday. So come on back for that. Brian, let's get out of here with one more song if you have it.
We'll have Tom and we'll have Nicole if they decide to show up.
Jeez.
All right, we do have a request, and this one is another fun one. Because I'm pulling it up and that's a stall technique. Did you like that?
I like that.
All right, here we go.
Stupid little shit.
Yep.
Jeez. okay. Making sure this is the right one. Yes, it is. Hiya, gents, says Wesley. Wesley Jackson.
Wesley.
That's it. My wife is a longtime listener and I've been listening for a few years now and think you guys are pretty stellar. We have had a rough couple of years and I won't go into detail, but it's like getting a letter from BlizzCon saying it's been canceled only to find out it was a lie and they just didn't want you there.
Oh my gosh. That sounds awful.
Oh, Wesley, I hope things have gotten better since then. Anyway, her birthday is on the 21st. That was yesterday. Happy birthday yesterday. And this is the only thing I can get for her right now. And if the guys she respected most and got us through the worst time in our lives could play her a tune, it would mean a lot to her and myself. Also, to celebrate the baby girl we're having in December. Thanks a lot, guys. And hopefully one of these days we'll get to Nerdtacular or BlizzCon and meet in person or whatever. Shine on, fellas. Time to shut up, Wesley.
Shut up. Wait, I have it right here. Wesley, get off the bridge, you little piece of shit.
That's the wrong one.
Shut up, Wesley.
There it is. Sorry.
There it is right there. Yep. And the only request that Wesley gave us was a cover of something that touches you and is kind of indie. She likes supporting new artists, not quite somber, but not really pop. Really anything you pick, she'll love. She likes your tastes. Ha ha. Thanks again. Signed, Wesley. Okay. Well, this one I think fits the bill, and it's something I'm totally into right now. It's from a brand new cover album from one of my favorite cover artists, Nouvelle Vague. They do these cool little French pop albums every once in a while, and they stopped doing them for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years since the last one. They just came out with a brand new album called I Could Be Happy, which is named after the Altered Images song, which they also do a cover of. This is a cover of the song by the Ramones, and there was also in a preview of a movie. Oh, yeah, that, what was it? It was that one with the Valerian, I think.
Oh, Valerian, dude.
That looks amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. The new Luc Besson science fiction deal.
It looks so Luc Besson, too. Yeah. Anyway, it looked like I think they used this song or a version of this song for that.
Oh, by the way, people at home who wrote going, Scott, Valerian is based on a comic book. It's not an original. I know that. I know it's based on a comic book. Calm down, everyone.
Settle down.
Yeah, settle down.
Anyway, this is a cover of the song by the Ramones. It's Nouvelle Vague and I Wanna Be Sedated.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
It's time to have some fun.
Ugh.